Tyler, I'm going to do something that we always say we're going to do at the end of the episode and never do. Everyone, we're on Apple Podcasts and
Ooh.
Spotify. We're getting it out of the way now because we keep saying, oh, we got to do that. We got to mention it at the beginning, and then we never do. So
Yeah.
we're on Apple
As
Podcasts and Spotify.
we're sure most of you don't listen all the way to the end. I just think there's no way you sit there and listen to me talk for so long. I don't know.
I think our German and Belgian viewers do.
They
They're
definitely do.
the true heroes for this podcast.
So they have to speak English, right? Like, or understand it at
Yes,
least.
I would assume so. I think it would be kind of odd if it was just people that only spoke German,
They had to like
whatever
translate it
language
though. That'd be kind
Belgians
of,
speak. Sorry, I
yeah.
don't know what language Belgians speak. And they were just sitting here listening to us, and they just like the way we sound.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's a dumb question. Just forget it. My brain's fried today, man. I've had a long day. So, but yeah. Big past week in football. We are
Yeah.
both, our teams are both respectively 1-0. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I wasn't right about the 10-7 prediction, but I think that the Steelers winning off of nothing but field goals brings me
I was gonna
close
say
enough.
that's kind of the same thing. So the yeah, 18-10, 6 field goals. I mean, it might as well be 10-7.
Yeah. I have a bone to pick with the service providers, the TV networks in Grand Rapids,
Yeah.
for only having what was it? Bears versus
The games
Titans
were very
and
bad for the
Patriots
local market.
Bengals as the only two I
Yeah.
could watch during 1 o'clock. I was not interested.
Yeah,
I
those
did not care.
bad games. I
No.
mean, not bad games, but
I
like
mean, I get the
the
Bears
Bears didn't
one.
score an offensive
I get the
field goal.
Bears being there. It's like, oh, you want to see Caleb Williams in his first
Right.
NFL, true NFL game. But come on. I think we all wanted to see Justin Fields do just enough to get the Steelers in
Yes,
field goal
you're
range.
speaking for everyone. We
I
wanted
speak for
to
all of
see a
America when I
team
say that.
go 6 for 6 on field goals. Yes.
There were no other games at the 1 o'clock slate that were remotely entertaining besides that one. Don't look into the scores. Don't look into highlights. It was all
Right.
Steelers Falcons. That's what everyone wanted to watch,
Yes.
especially in Michigan. And no, the NFL just said no, you get Bears Titans and Bengals Patriots.
Yeah. Yeah, I was watching Red Zone, so that was good.
Oh,
I was getting clips of every game.
I can't afford
So
Red Zone.
we had quite the setup. I went to my buddy's house who lives right outside of Detroit, and my one friend came as well, and he had his PC set up with two monitors, and he had four different, he went on the illegal sites and put up four different games, and then my buddy had his big TV and he had Red Zone on there. So we were just seeing everything.
Well, that's nice. I wish
Yeah.
I had Red Zone. Oh, there's a cattail in the background.
There we go. Hello. But yeah, no. I was surprised by the Steelers. But then again, I just watched TJ Watt go insane all day, so I wasn't surprised, I guess.
Yeah, there were a couple interesting calls. TJ Watt had like the perfect timed snap and got called off
Yeah.
sides.
Yeah.
I don't get people that say it's rough ball. Like it was not an egregiously rough ball. I mean, it'll be interesting to see if Fields ends up starting against the Broncos. They're preparing him to start because they don't know about Russell Wilson's calf, but
I don't know why you wouldn't start him, right? Do you think
it's
Russ
not
is
like
going
he
to get
did
you
anything to
touchdowns?
it's not like he did anything to
Hurt his case.
But he didn't do anything to help it either. All he did is
That's
not turn the ball over, right?
fair. You got it to Pickens a couple times.
I will say, I think
Didn't he have like 20 carries too?
he carried the ball a few times. I think I know he had like 47 yards. I think he had like 15 rushes or something like that.
I need to stat line up really fast.
But yeah,
Go
I
ahead, say what
mean,
you're gonna say.
like, I
Go ahead.
think he did, like, clearly he did enough for them to get the win this week. Kirk Cousins might be cooked. Speaking of cooked, the Bengals might be cooked.
Bengals, yeah. I
That was
mean,
rough.
I'll add a couple thoughts. I think that Kirk Cousins will be fine. It's just gonna take a minute for him to get into his obviously new team, coming back from a torn
And yeah, he
Achilles.
tore his Achilles.
Yeah,
Did he
I
come back
mean,
too soon? That's a good question to
that's
ask. I feel
obviously
like he
something,
didn't get any preseason play in.
right? We also saw Rodgers play kind of really bad too, and he came off a torn Achilles, so it's like, you know, maybe it just takes a minute to get back in the groove, man. They're probably rusty, and same thing could be said with Burrow too, which I didn't even know his hand issue or wrist issue was bad, but I saw him try and pick up a Gatorade bottle and it looked like he was
My thing
struggling.
is, Burrow didn't even play poorly. He played well during that game. He
Right.
threw two would have been touchdown passes. My rabbit's trying to eat my carpet. Hey, rabbit, stop it. Well, I'm losing my deposit. So, I mean, when you watch the game, he threw two would-be touchdown passes on back-to-back throws. The first one, Mike Gesicki did not bring down. The second one, oh my gosh, take care of the football. I don't remember what his name was. He fumbled.
Oh, yes, I did watch that. I watched that whole, yeah, I watched that whole, yeah.
I don't think that Burrow is the problem.
Series of unfortunate events right there.
I think it's just the Bengals doing the most Bengals things possible, and the team might just be cooked.
Right.
They might waste Joe Burrow's career.
Plus, they have a diva receiver who doesn't want to play or get paid or anything. Oh, also, quick side tangent. Justin Fields had 14 carries. So, yes.
I was close. I said 15.
You were close. You were close. I said 20. So yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, the Bengals are, but this is a thing though too. The Bengals like start slow traditionally, which I didn't even pick up on, but I remember my
Yeah.
roommate was talking about week one against the Steelers. Was it last year or 2 years ago?
It was like, I think it was 2 years ago, Joe Burrow threw like three interceptions against the
But
Steelers.
yeah, they looked the Bengals looked horrible. And then obviously they get into, you know, true season form and they actually start playing like the Bengals. So I don't know. We'll see. It's weird though. They definitely could be cooked. They definitely could be cooked.
In all seriousness, I think that the games that everyone should have been able to watch was Texans Colts and probably Bills Cardinals, but mostly Texans Colts because that, while I wasn't able to watch it live,
That Anthony Richardson
good
throw.
Lord, wow, that was
Yeah.
an
That
entertaining
was.
game.
That throw was an absolute dot, too. Like, it was a dot.
I think we might end up with like not to reference MSU football too much, but Anthony Richardson might be to the Colts what Aiden Childs is to MSU right now,
I
where he
did
would
want to
have
talk
like the
about.
most beautiful throw imaginable,
Yes.
followed up by the worst throw you've ever seen in your life.
Right. Like, his big plays are so exciting and so like that, like I said, that ball by Richardson was a dot. But then this is making me think of Aiden Childs and the game against Maryland. So I guess like kind of like you were interchanging them, but like also just the, like you said, the worst throw you've ever seen. Like, why would you throw that ball? But then you see them, and then but then a 5 plays later, you're like, holy shit, that's the best ball I've ever seen in my life.
And for Richardson, it really is a lot of just he only started like 13 games in college, right? So he's coming off of very little experience. He got 4 games into the season last year before he got hurt, something like
Yeah,
that.
I didn't realize that he like, I don't think he's finished a full season
No.
ever in like at any level, which is kind of insane.
So yeah, obviously it's not unexpected. Wasn't exactly the most well known to be accurate quarterback coming out of school,
Right.
but we'll see how that
Which I feel like
progresses.
is something that they can work on because he obviously has the talent to do everything else.
Oh, he can
So,
throw a very accurate football. He just isn't consistent with it,
right. He
maybe.
can't consistently throw it, right, at this point, at least.
Which is what really gives you kind of that belief that he can eventually.
Right.
It's like there are guys that when you throw a deep ball, they just it's like bad,
Right. It
right?
looks, could be like Tua.
With it's funny because Tua is like one of the most accurate quarterbacks in the NFL. He just has no arm, and he will speak of like making the worst throw imaginable. His isn't like he makes the right read, but just throws a terrible ball. His is he has at least one throw a game where it's what in the world were you looking at?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Dolphins
Definitely has had a handful of interceptions where he throws it literally at the defender.
Yeah. I also don't know how Tyreek Hill played after he got pulled over.
Yeah,
Like,
he just got detained and then they let him go.
but
And then he has a
the videos,
legacy
like,
game. Then he
holy.
goes and has a legacy game.
I know. He goes off and, like, he just, maybe he was just, like, ultra pissed off and decided to take it out on the football field.
I don't know.
But that, not to get political, but beans. I don't know. I'm not going to get. Maybe we
I
should.
mean, that
Maybe
whole
we should.
situation was
Maybe we.
just.
Maybe we shouldn't be doing
We
that.
don't have to get into it. I'm just saying that whole situation is just bad to begin with. That one guy was like power trip city. Let's just say that. That's how
Yeah.
I feel at least. Like he was. I understand like being like trying to get your point across, but like to an extent, right?
I don't think it's political to say that they did not execute that well.
No, I mean, I
Yeah.
saw a tweet like both sides. You could say both sides didn't execute it well because Tyreek wasn't exactly being
Yeah,
as,
but yeah.
you know, it's very, you know. We
Yeah.
can leave it at that though.
Did I mention that my cat is behind me?
Yes. Yep.
For all the audio listeners, you can imagine a black cat directly behind my right shoulder, but only
Yes.
the tail.
Only the tail.
We're doing a great job for the audio only listeners, especially after we just talked about
I forget. See
Apple
that
Podcasts and Spotify.
we go on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and I forget that people might actually listen on that and they aren't watching us just sit here and talk to each other over Zoom.
Yeah. So if we ever just say something, we have to be very descriptive, Tyler. You can
Which is
narrate it.
it's a good thing anyways. It's a good thing. It's better
Yeah,
for us.
back to football.
Yes.
Tyreek Hill went off, legacy game.
I'm trying to think of the go ahead, sorry.
Is he just like never gonna become slow? Is that just his
No.
deal? Is like he's in his early 30s. Is he in his mid 30s yet? Well, how old is Tyreek Hill?
Look it up. While you're looking that up, I was gonna say it. The 4 o'clock games were pretty mid,
He's
in my
30.
opinion. Yeah, I mean he's very fast for being 30.
Tom Brady in his debut. Why were we pumping it up so much? Why were there commercials for it? Why did they have like a, this is Tom Brady coming to the booth before pregame kind
I
of thing?
love the guy, so you know.
Like, I get that Fox spent a lot of money to get him in the booth, but
I
good
mean,
God.
wasn't it a big deal when Romo went in the booth too? Like, I don't know.
They didn't have like promo commercials for it. I
Yeah,
don't
that's fair. But also Romo isn't Tom Brady. So, like
True.
it's like the greatest quarterback of all time returning to the game. He's just not playing, you know? So like you can build hype around it if you want to have good ratings, like they want to draw people in. You know what I'm saying? Like
They want to draw people.
because
Tyler,
that brings in a different
it's the
audience
only
too
4 o'clock game that was on the TV. If you don't have Red Zone, most people, that was the only game they could watch.
I guess I forgot about that because I was watching Red Zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
People,
I don't know. I
if
don't,
you're
but
going to get
like,
someone
okay,
watching,
but like, think about this. Like, what if people are like, okay, Cowboys, Browns, like, I'm just gonna like go and I don't want to watch that. I'm gonna go do something. But they're like, oh, like, they're a big Tom Brady fan. They're a big, like, Pats fan. Like, oh, I want some Tom Brady calls for his game.
I would
I
go.
think it could definitely draw in more
I would, Tyler,
ratings.
I would bet tens of dollars. All right. I would bet tens of dollars that the number of people that in that were increased by the all those Tom Brady promos to watch that game is a very small number.
I didn't say it was a big number, Thomas. I was just saying it could draw in more ratings.
I think that the number of people that were going to watch that game anyways did not change
It's
by
Tommy
much.
Terrific, man. He's in the booth.
I don't think that the people that were going to watch Browns Cowboys were swayed that much by Tom Brady being the one
Okay.
ball game.
That's fine. You can say that. That's fine. I don't
Speaking of
care.
cooked, Deshaun Watson He's been cooked, but it's good to see that he's cooked.
He's done. There's no way. Plus, he has more like sexual assault cases on his that he's getting charged for, or accused of, or whatever. Who knows with that guy? I don't know. Did he do it? Like, he's getting paid enough. He can probably just pay this person off too, and just settle everything in court.
Deshaun Watson is another quarterback in the NFL.
It's just the Browns organization is cursed, man. I don't think
It
you can.
is amazing to see Baker Mayfield go off with
Yeah.
the Buccaneers
He's insane. Yeah. Go
the
insane.
same time slot that the Browns are shitting the bed against the Cowboys.
Like, Deshaun Watson was like almost a superhero at quarterback when he got all the hype, and then he went to the Cleveland, and it's like he became the worst quarterback in the league.
I was like the entire like whole like spiel the Browns front office went on when they got rid of Baker was we wanted an adult in the room, which hindsight you picked quite the adult, Cleveland. But then he leaves obviously like Panthers Rams season not the best. But it was the Panthers, so I have another thing to talk about with the Panthers. But then he goes to Tampa, and top 15 quarterback. But also, how bad do the Panthers have to feel that they had Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield on the roster, lose both of them, and now both of them are starting and played well week one,
And Bryce Young is their starting quarterback.
and Bryce Young is also kind of cooked.
First snap of the game goes for an interception. I'm not, I don't know.
You
That
know,
organization is a joke. A joke. We really don't have to talk about that game that much, I feel like, because that organization is such a joke. Like, I feel bad for Bryce Young, but also I don't think he was deserving of the number one pick, and Carolina has done nothing for him to even maybe even remotely succeed.
yeah,
And
it's
we saw it week one against the Saints. They got obliterated.
yeah, it, and it's not even like the Saints are world beaters either.
Right, like
I don't expect the Saints
the
to win very
Saints are
many.
maybe like a 9-10 win team at their best, I feel like.
And to have that performance is a yikes, especially because in theory they did do some things for Bryce, like they brought him Diontae Johnson, they signed a guard, but other than that, it's like they
And
really
it's like,
should have
imagine
invested
if.
more in the offensive line, to be honest. It was one of the worst in football last year, and all they really did is bring in Robert Hunt to play guard. And then yeah, just they did not look good. Bryce did not look good. It might be over for him already, unfortunately.
I mean,
But yeah.
it's going to be easy for them to use him as a scapegoat and say, well, he's not our guy, obviously. So let's go get another guy because we're going to have the number one pick again. Like, imagine if the Panthers played like the Chiefs or the 49ers week one. They would have lost by 100 points.
What quarter do you think Patrick Mahomes gets pulled if he's playing the Panthers week one?
Probably at halftime.
By halftime?
Yes.
Okay. I like those odds. I think we may
Because
work
they
out of it.
probably put up 40 points in the first half.
Yeah,
I don't
probably.
know. Like,
It's probably one of the most embarrassing games
you had like they had
ever.
Rashid Shaheed, Juwan Johnson, and Foster Moreau were scoring touchdowns on top of the Panthers. Like, it was nothing. I think that's all you need to hear. You need to hear those three names before you're like, yeah, the Chiefs probably would have put up 1 million points on them.
And the only performance that might have been more embarrassing was the Giants against the Vikings.
They're so bad.
Do they start Drew Lock next week?
Does it matter?
Certainly they don't, but at what point do we see Drew Lock? Daniel Jones, I said it once, I'll say it again, cooked. I feel like it was only like 4 years ago when people were talking about how, oh my gosh, quarterback play in the NFL is better than it's ever been. There's so much great quarterback play in the NFL. And now we have like some of the worst outside of like the top eight.
Even statistically, like this past week was like statistically for quarterbacks was horrible.
There were so few 200, even 200 yard passers.
I think there was two or three 300 yard passers
Yeah,
all
it's
of last week.
crazy.
It's absurd. Like statistically, quarterbacks are on a plummet and they are not slowing down either. It's insane.
I'm sure it'll like swing back at some point this season.
I mean, it's just, I think it all comes down to offensive schemes because there are talented quarterbacks, but defensive schemes, I think, are just getting too hard to beat.
Yeah, I think that the one thing kind of still working for a lot of teams is they use that Shanahan offense, which
Yeah.
does not necessarily use a lot of lengthy passes. It's a lot
Right.
of middle routes, over the middle play action,
Check
which certainly
downs.
doesn't lead to a lot of passing yards
Right.
without volume. I'm surprised Patrick Mahomes didn't have more passing yards because Andy Reid's offense very much is very friendly. Although, okay, that Xavier Worthy handoff, like,
Yeah. Right. A
I
run.
know it's like an end around, but still, like, that, for all intents and purposes,
Right.
counted as. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see how things go the rest of the year. And if we have like the worst quarterbacking year for like everybody,
Yeah.
and that would be very interesting. Because
Yeah.
I know a lot of people were like shitting, well, not to bring it back to Justin Fields, but people were like shitting on Justin Fields for throwing for 150 or only 150 yards. And then it's like, well,
Did you see his pass chart?
look, all right.
Only the sideline. That dude
To
does
be
not throw
fair,
over the middle, bro. That dude does not throw over the middle.
all right. Look at Kenny Pickett's pass chart.
Stop.
Doesn't go more than
Not
5 yards past
relevant.
the line of
Not
scrimmage.
relevant. Not
No,
relevant.
no,
He is
no. We finally have
trash.
someone who will throw it more than 5 yards.
Trash. Fair, 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 fair,
More
fair,
than
fair.
5 yards past the line of scrimmage. I don't care if it's only down the sideline.
Yes.
It, especially for a guy who has a lot of turnover,
And to be
like
fair,
Justin Fields.
he threw catchable balls to Pickens too.
Yeah. And
So,
when you really look at it, he's had turnover issues his entire career.
yeah.
It's not surprising that the Steelers schemed up a
Fairly safe.
passing game that was safe for him. Like, I don't think that there were a lot of passes designed to go across the middle
I mean, if he doesn't
first or
have to
second read.
throw across the middle, and you guys can still win, I don't see an issue in it, honestly. So I just thought it
But
was funny because it was like I saw the chart of it and it's like the whole center was just blank and it was just like a big U.
yeah, it certainly didn't look great. But in hindsight, when Jesse Bates and Justin Simmons are both in the middle there, it kind of also makes sense.
It's true.
But yeah, no. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like Justin Fields is like all of a sudden now a franchise guy. He just had a good enough game, which I'm fine with.
You left the goat, Chris Boswell, could secure it.
Yeah, Chris Boswell does not get enough credit. Okay. Not to show my Steelers bias here, but everyone hypes up like Justin Tucker and all
He's
that
washed, by the way.
when and Harrison Butker, also not to bring up Harrison Butker, sorry, everybody at home.
He hates women, so.
Harrison Butker jump scare. I'm sorry, guys. Chris Boswell does not get enough credit for being as good as he is.
Yeah. Hand up. I used to be on that train until I realized that he is not. He is insane.
Like he had one bad year, and then he's been one of the most consistent. Hi, Rabbit. Most consistent kickers in the NFL.
Kickers.
For all the audio listeners at home, there's a rabbit on my shoulder right now.
No way. That's funny. Anyways, yeah, the other 4 o'clock games, the Cowboys obliterated the Browns. That was sad. Bo Nix had an interesting first start, threw some risky balls, had a couple turnovers. K9 scored. Shout out.
As he
Starting
does.
dog.
He does.
Starting dog. Shout out,
Shout out to
starting
the
dog.
Broncos defense for getting two safeties in one game. That was pretty
That
cool.
was insane. That was insane.
Also, shout out Geno for hitting 21 miles per hour on his
Yeah.
touchdown run.
Yeah, that was a crazy touchdown, man. I forgot he even had that. What other 4 o'clock games were there?
Raiders, Chargers.
That game sucked.
I thought that we were about to get Jim Harbaugh going 0-1 as the Chargers head coach.
I know.
And
And
then
then they just ran the damn ball. Like, that's just so boring, man. J.K. Dobbins looked like J.K. Dobbins, though. That was cool.
was cool, especially after he's had so much injury.
That was definitely cool that he broke off
Bad luck with
a
injury and
couple
being able
big
to just
runs.
jump back and hit big runs. I mean, look, I think the best game of the weekend was definitely Lions Rams. Speaking from the heart, it was simultaneously very funny to see the Lions have to go to overtime against a Rams team that
Is
lost
good?
most of its starting
A
offensive line.
Rams team that is good?
I mean, they're good,
Yeah, you're right. No,
but did they have an offensive line by the end of the game?
I'll let you go and then I will share my thoughts.
And this is nothing against the line. Like, obviously the Rams are going to be a tough opponent. They're a good team. Who could get
No, no.
right?
I forgot that the Rams are playing with a lot of backup offensive line, but I will cover that when I go.
Who could get hurt? They're running like scout team offensive line. Matt Stafford wore a glove. What's up with that? And just
He kept hurting his hand last year. Maybe he wanted to keep an extra layer on it, dude.
maybe. I just feel like there's like a 50-50 shot that either the aura is going to be elite or the aura is going to be terrible.
Matt Stafford's a dog, man.
But yeah, to have both of those things going against the Rams, and for the Rams to have brought it to overtime, especially because the Lions jumped out to a pretty good lead at halftime, did they not? It was 17-3. And then the Rams lose their offensive line. They lose Puka, and then the Lions decide to start not doing good football.
Yeah, being silly and stuff.
It was very interesting to, like I said, it was simultaneously very funny, but also not a big deal at the end of the day,
Yeah.
because I get why people are like, oh, they blew the lead, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's week one,
A
right?
win's a win.
It's week one.
I'm just gonna go in. I'm gonna just give my full thoughts right here. First off, a win's a win. Second off, I was a little scared throughout the game. And I did get pissed off at for one moment. But from all of my knowledge that I've compiled from all of these other different sources that I've been taking in the knowledge and the stuff that they've been saying, one, the Rams were playing with a high school offensive line. But Stafford was getting the ball out instantly. Like Hutchinson had the second highest rated PFF grade for pass rushers behind TJ Watt, obviously, because TJ Watt had a phenomenal game, like we just talked about. Hutchinson was getting pressures, but Stafford was getting rid of the ball like instantly. Like the Rams had a perfectly schemed up offense, like offensive game plan, I feel like, to play against the Lions because the Lions' defensive line was playing well and had opportunities to get pressure, but it just, I don't know. Stafford is just, he's good. He's a great quarterback. I think in my opinion, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. He knows what he's doing. He knows how the Lions want to play against him. And I think they schemed it up perfectly to counteract that. And then also offensively for the Lions, they wanted to be cutesy and try a bunch of different BS and try and be a team that they're not, rather than just running the damn ball. Because, like, obviously in overtime, we saw, one, the Rams were dead. They all might as well have been dead on the field because the Lions bitched them in overtime. Like, bitched them. David Montgomery ran it down their throat. And it was very apparent that they were just out of gas and that the Lions were doing something wrong the whole time when they should have just been running the damn ball, because Montgomery was going for like 5 yards of carry. So I think that we definitely should have, especially being up 17-3, we didn't run the ball as much as we should have. It should have been a focal point in the second half, and it wasn't. It was just weird. I don't know. But also, it's a team that didn't get a ton of preseason snaps and didn't do a ton of stuff in the preseason. So they're probably rusty. Goff's making reads he shouldn't make because it's early, and he hasn't seen a bunch of different things coverage wise and stuff like that. So it was just sloppy. Now this is a game that the old Lions that of past would have lost.
They lose. Yeah.
100%. They would have lost by double digits. But we won, and we played probably the worst game we're going to play all year. At least like coaching wise, like schematically, stuff like that. Like, not that they're not going to underperform, because not everyone can come out and be 100% every week. Obviously, that's how losses happen. That's how upsets happen, things like that. But like schematically, game plan wise, coaching wise, like, that's the worst game we're going to have all year, in my opinion. You can't convince me otherwise.
Yeah, and I think it being week one, yeah, it goes into overtime. No, it shouldn't have.
Right.
But you got the win, and your takeaways should really be more about, like, Jameson Williams arriving finally.
Dog. I know, it's about damn time.
He had a really good game. There's not a whole lot that the Lions defense can do when Stafford is literally making throws off of his back foot and throwing them accurately.
A dime. That pass was insane.
And the interception that he threw, watching the replay, honestly, he might not have seen Kirby Joseph at all, because he just blends in with
he was blended in perfectly. I don't think he saw him either. There's no way he threw that and with like actively seeing him.
Yeah.
Or he didn't see him through it and he was like, oh shit, he's right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think the big takeaway for Lions fans should be just the Jameson Williams effect.
That no, definitely.
He
I
kind of made his stamp as, yeah, I'm wide receiver too.
Yeah, definitely.
Obviously, you're happy to get the win. You can't read too much into it, because I think there was just sloppy football all around this week.
Yeah, no, definitely. It was, I mean, yeah, we saw it from not even just the Lions. Like, plenty of teams came out and played sloppy as hell. So, and just weren't prepped for week one. Weren't prepped to play another NFL team, I think, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, too, about JMO really fast, is that he can step up and fill the role when needed, too. He's not just wide receiver, too. He can – because Amon-Ra was – I mean, he didn't do jack, honestly. Neither did Laporta, to be fair, in the receiving game. So,
yeah.
I that think was very
there was
nice.
A lot of defenses focus on them, though.
That's true. Yeah, no, definitely.
I think that game being as entertaining and fun as it was really made the Jets-Niners game worse. It was honestly unwatchable for me.
I hate Aaron Rodgers.
And I just was so done with it. Brandon Ayuk maybe kind of regretting sitting out all of training camp with not being able to catch touchdowns. Same with Ja'Marr Chase too, to be fair. But yeah, it was not a fun game.
These receivers hold out and then they come out and play like dog shit when they finally agree to play.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
At least we're not in the era. Like, I think Le'Veon Bell might be the last guy to ever actually sit out into the regular season.
Yeah. No Hassan Reddick right now.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Le'Veon Bell might be the last superstar level player.
Yes. Yes.
Sit out into the regular season.
There you go.
Not that Le'Veon Bell was like a superstar when he actually got back, but at the time.
Which was the funniest part, too. Yes. At the time, he was like top three in the league at running back.
Yes. And nothing against Reddick, but.
Sound right, a great player, just not
even top 20 as an edge rusher.
Probably not. I that's why I didn't even understand it was like that big of a deal, because like that's all I've been hearing about from like people that are like Hassan, oh, it's like a huge deal, Hassan Reddick's out. And I'm like, I forgot he was even a player, honestly.
It's not that he's not good, right? But I think that people overestimate his actual impact on the game.
Right.
Like, especially being with an Eagles team that has dominant players on that defensive line, right? Like,
yeah,
of course he's going to have good sack seasons when you're playing with Fletcher Cox and
yeah.
Jalen Carter.
Yeah.
And honestly, still Brandon Graham, not that he's
yeah.
a world beater right now, but he's fine, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's just kind of, I don't know, I think that the whole, oh, he's sitting out, like, I don't care. I don't think that really affects the Jets defense that much. The Jets defense still has very talented players, even at edge rusher. Will McDonald, their first round pick, is still a backup on their team. So
yeah. The like, Jets defense looked abysmal too, by the way.
Yeah, that is one of my like concerns.
Yeah.
Because they're my fantasy defense right now. I didn't start them. I started the Texans. I was like, oh, they're playing the Niners. Maybe I should start
yeah,
the Texans.
That was good. Nice job being a fantasy manager there.
So I did end up getting the win this week. Not that
nice.
We're talking about fantasy right now. But
nice.
Yeah, I think the Jets defense will be fine. They did get sunned by the 49ers, but I think a lot of teams are going
I
to
was
be
going to say,
sunned by
to
the
be
49ers
fair,
this week.
a lot of people get sunned by the 49ers, so. And it's week, like we just said, it's
yeah.
week one. Like, schematically, you know, game plan wise, they just were outcoached at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And by a 49ers team that's been together forever and has consistently been a contender every year. So it's like, you know.
Yeah. I'm not too worried about Jets defense. Jets offense, yes, concerned. Are they just never going to have a good quarterback ever again? Not that Aaron Rodgers necessarily played terrible, but he wasn't good. I don't know.
Alan Lazard.
That is the weird thing.
Wide receiver one in New York.
Alan Lazard has been booty cheeks his entire career.
I don't understand. Rodgers has his guys, and they are never like good. Other than like Davante Adams, and then way back with like Jordy Nelson and those guys like that. Like, he got, oh, what's his name? Why am I blanking so hard? Ex kick returner, played for the Packers.
Randall Cobb.
Yes, he got Randall Cobb a job when Randall Cobb didn't deserve a job. He has Alan Lazard come with him to the Jets. Like, he just has these dudes that are not good.
Yeah, and it's like, I'll bring
and he brings him over.
And it's like, they're not good.
And he somehow continues to make them relevant.
Yeah.
Lazard is wide receiver 4 in fantasy right now. Like, how does that make sense?
There's a lot of weird things going on in fantasy right now.
Oh, by the way, I spent $30 fab money to get Lazard for some odd reason. I don't know why, but I still did it.
Why?
Because I was like, I don't know, it's Rodgers' guy. Like, it's his guy. Like, he
you
will
know
make
what's going
him
to
relevant
happen?
somehow.
He'll
make
Alan
him
Lazard's
relevant
going to end up
somehow.
With like 3 more catches all season.
I know. But
it happens
if
every
he
year.
doesn't, then
There's one guy who goes
if he
off
doesn't, then
and
he's
then
sitting
never
on
does
my
anything
bench.
next year.
If he doesn't, then he's sitting on my bench. So
you could cut him.
It's true. Good.
But yeah, I think I will not be able to watch the week 2 games, which I'm sad about.
Yeah.
By the way, no pod next week, everybody.
When do you leave?
I leave tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I'm going to New Zealand. So there's no pod next week. I will be not watching football.
That's so sad.
I will be trying to watch football.
Yeah.
But probably not able to watch football.
What's the time difference going to be like? It's going to be horrible. You have to get up at like 3 in the morning or something.
I think my math, if I mathed it correctly, I will be awake during like Sunday night football.
Okay.
So,
because it'll be like the morning, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think Sunday night football, Monday night football, obviously. And I think I'm pretty sure the 4 o'clock games are decent. Not that I'm going to watch all of them. Obviously, I'm going to like go
Right.
have fun, right? But
Yeah, of course.
especially if it's like 7 a.m.
How
and
long are you
there's
gone
nothing else
for?
to do yet. Like, I'm gone until next Saturday. So not this Saturday, but the Saturday after.
Oh my gosh.
Okay,
I
but
might
get
rip
this,
a
right?
might have to rip a
So
solo. I might have to rip a solo pod, Thomas.
you know what you should. That'd be great, honestly. Do it. But okay. So the time difference, right? I leave on Thursday.
Oh yeah,
I
this I'm sure it's
arrive on Saturday.
yeah.
And
That's
then
insane.
I leave on a Saturday and arrive here on a
On a
Saturday.
Saturday. Yeah, on the same Saturday.
On the same Saturday. I'm time traveling, all
It's a
right?
20, isn't that, is it, it's like a 21-hour flight, right?
It's 14,
Oh,
40,
okay.
because I'm going the opposite direction. I'm not flying with the orbit of the Earth. I'm flying
Okay.
across it, I think.
Okay. Where do you fly? Are you flying out from Detroit?
So I'm flying out from Grand Rapids
Grand
to
Rapids, okay.
Houston,
To
to New
Houston.
Zealand, then from New Zealand back through San Francisco, and I'm landing in Detroit. So I'm going to have to figure out how to get back to Grand Rapids, but that's a problem for future Thomas.
Interesting.
But yeah, that sidebar was to talk about week two coming up.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, Tyler, I'm not gonna lie to you. If we get, I'm not watching Chargers Panthers. I'm just not.
Nope. No.
That's the first game that popped up when I looked up NFL schedule on
Ew.
Google. No, but yeah, I think the games, obviously, Buccaneers, Lions, Steelers, Broncos. Let's just get those out of the way. Everyone knows
Oh.
that we're looking forward to those, right?
Yes.
So let's just get them.
Bills. The game tomorrow, Bills Dolphins, that will be a good game.
Yeah,
Who do
as
you
long
think
as
who do you think wins?
Dolphins look,
No.
okay. This is nothing against the Arizona Cardinals, but the Bills, in theory, have no business having to make a comeback against them.
Cardinals are a fun team.
They're a fun team.
Listen,
When you're okay,
it was
when
the
you are
first
supposed to
half,
be
Thomas. It was the
the
first
division
half
winner, when you are
of week
supposed to
one.
be
The
top of the
first
top
half
in the
of
division,
week one.
you don't lose to the fun teams. You don't go
They
down to
didn't lose.
fun teams.
They won by a touchdown. Was Marvin Harrison wide open on one of the final plays? Yes. Did he get the ball thrown to him? No, so it doesn't matter.
Josh Allen cannot go beast mode every single week. That's what I'm getting at. All right. It took a godly performance by Josh Allen for the Bills to win. Right?
Fair. Yeah, fair.
Okay. Do we or do we not think that a primetime divisional game is going to be
I
tougher
just,
than
the Bills have the Dolphins
playing
number,
the
man.
fun Arizona Cardinals? They have the what?
The Bills have the Dolphins number.
Name one good player on the Bills not named Josh Allen.
James Cook.
That's not from last year's team.
Keon Coleman?
He's not good yet. He's
What?
okay. Listen. Hot
From
take on Keon Coleman. He's a rookie
last
wide
year's.
receiver who's not the fastest. He might not be that good yet. It might take him a year.
He's having a legacy game tomorrow, so
I hope he
book
does.
it. Book
Sorry,
it.
dog. I hope he does.
Book it. Big weekend for Spartan Dogs at wide receiver, by the way.
Obviously, I'm being a bit facetious on the Bills. They do have good players, but they also lost a lot of very good players last
They
offseason.
did, yeah. I
Not that the
mean,
Dolphins didn't,
right.
but
Like they lost Tre'Davious White, who got his ankles obliterated by Jameson Williams and left in dust. Right. Like that was a really big loss. I know. They lost what? 100-year-old Von Miller, too. He was a tough loss. I don't even know if he was on the team last
he's
year.
still on the team.
He's on the team still?
They can't cut him. They're paying him so much money.
Damn it.
It's
I thought
like
he was
all
gone.
guaranteed.
I thought he was gone.
No, but okay. This is my thing with the Bills. All right. Look. At some point, it's going to catch up to them that they've basically not built a very great team around Josh Allen. Right. Their best wide receiver was Khalil Shakir last week.
He's a dog.
Look, I'm sorry, but I just think, especially right now, after watching the Dolphins, after watching the Bills,
Actually, after
I
watching the
have
Dolphins almost lose to the Jags,
the Jags aren't a bad team. The
they're
Jags are
not
not a bad team.
great.
The Jags are better than the Cardinals, I can tell you that
The
much.
Bills are a bad team, is what you're saying?
I'm not saying the Bills are a bad team.
Okay, there,
I
I think
would take,
they're.
okay. Listen, this is my breakdown, right? I think a close game is Bills Jaguars. I think a close game is Bills Dolphins. I think that they might be relatively comparable teams.
Okay.
Right now, I think that the Dolphins have the edge over the Bills.
Okay, that's fair.
I take it you like the Bills.
Keon Coleman is gonna sun Jalen Ramsey tomorrow. I also might have money on the Bills, and I'm convinced that they're gonna win. So Josh Allen is like Superman, man.
You can't
I'm
do it
just
every
kidding.
time. You can't
I'm
do it every
not
time.
I listen, I don't think the Bills are gonna be sensational this year, but I think especially in a inner division game, they're going to come out and they're going to want to win, and they're going to want to say, they're going to want to stick to the world, to the people like you, Thomas, that are saying that they can't do it, they can't get it done because they didn't do this, this, and this. They want to stick it to people like you, and they want to do it in inner division games against teams like the Dolphins. It's the perfect recipe for them to come out and smack the Dolphins in the face.
You have me defending Tua Tagovailoa right now. I hope you know that.
That's where you should know that you're making a mistake.
No, because at the end of the day, Tua's not bad. All right, he's good, but
Good. I don't like that word.
he's a good quarterback. He is
I don't
a
like
top
that.
20 quarterback in the NFL.
Okay, top 20 is considered good now.
I'm just not sure if I want to say top 15.
Okay. Top 17. How's that?
Yeah,
Okay.
we'll go with that. Top 17.
I'll accept top 17.
Right? So he's upper half.
Fair.
Okay.
Just about.
He might just be literally in the middle, directly center of all quarterbacks in the NFL. But
Yeah.
still, the rest of the team that especially the offense that they put around him, he doesn't have to be a great quarterback. The scheme and the talent is what elevates the team, right?
Fair, fair.
So I think
We'll
that
see.
this might be
I
the
guess we'll
Dolphins
see.
to win
I
the
guess
division.
we'll see.
Not to win it all, but to win the division, this might be the Dolphins year, especially with the Jets laying Dookie, the Patriots sneaky beating a quarterback
Brissette.
team, and the Bills having lost a lot of players.
We'll see.
We will see.
I don't know. I looked at the rest of the slate. I don't think there's really that many interesting games, honestly.
I
To touch
mean,
on. Any that are like super important to like talk about. I think Rams Cardinals will be a good game.
I think that Chiefs Bengals will be interesting.
We'll see. I mean, we're gonna have to see how the Bengals answer for how they played in week one.
Yeah, I think that that's the game where we find out, even if they lose, will
Right.
they still be competitive with the
Right.
top teams, right?
Right.
Because if you lose to the Chiefs but are playing competitively against them, I don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing, right?
No, that's never a bad thing.
They're
I keep forgetting the Ravens are 0-1 because they played a hell of a game against the
they
Chiefs.
played an amazing game and
Yeah.
lost to the Chiefs because the
Yeah.
Chiefs are a top one team in the NFL right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
It's really them and the 49ers at this point right now. That played a full, thorough, well-coached, like good game where you're like, damn, this team is. Like, I mean, the Jets game was only, or the 49ers Jets game was only so close because it was a garbage time touchdown. You know? So, like, both those teams, and obviously the Ravens are a better team than the Jets, too. So, Kansas City winning by a touchdown, you know, good win. They look like a great team. So, oh, I wanted to circle back around all the way back around to college, too, just to talk about a couple things before we finish up. Nick Marsh is electric. I was listening to our podcast, our last podcast we did, and I was talking about how the casual viewer watching, like clicking on to Michigan State Maryland, would probably be like, "What the hell is this?"
Oh, that's it. What the hell is this kind of game?
It was, but I was saying it in like a the game is boring sense, but that game was the farthest thing from boring.
It was a what the hell is this in the entertaining kind of sense,
Right, like you're
right?
like all this different shit is happening. You're like, what the hell is going on?
Well,
Like, and then Aiden Childs is going from looking like the greatest quarterback ever to the worst quarterback ever, all in the same game. And Nick Marsh, true freshman, has a breakout game, insane game tying touchdown. I can't like I keep replaying that clip over in my head. But
when you
yeah, man,
actually look at
Michigan.
it, Maryland played such a clean game,
I
right?
know, I
Like they had
know.
the
I
one
was.
interception that they threw, but other than that, it's like they played such a clean game of football.
I saw the box score and I saw that Childs because I was at work, so I didn't really. I watched the first quarter. I saw Childs had three interceptions. I'm like, how the hell are we still in this game? It was insane. Maryland played a phenomenal game. They
The
should have
defense
won the
stepped up
game.
when it needed to. And Aiden Childs is unfazed by doing some of the worst quarterbacking you've ever seen, and will then do some of the best quarterbacking you've ever seen.
Which I guess is a good thing, because if he can screw up and throw horrible balls, at least he can make up for it, I guess, and stay composed.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that I'm now realizing that's just going to be every game for us this
Yeah,
year.
no, literally. Literally. And we
Hopefully
have
not
a
next week.
gauntlet coming up. We have a gauntlet coming up.
I
We
know
have
that this week we're
Prairieview
playing.
A&M this week, which
Yeah.
40 and
Like,
a half point favorites, so.
so hopefully Aiden Childs does not throw three interceptions against them.
Right.
But
That's followed by Boston College, Ohio State, Oregon, Iowa, and Michigan is the next five games after Prairieview A&M.
I don't see one loss in that schedule.
I realistically think we can get three wins, maybe four if we're lucky.
But we're beating Michigan this year, all right?
No, we are. I will
After what they did
agree to
against Texas, we're beating Michigan this year.
that. But Michigan is a winnable game. Iowa is a winnable game. Boston College is a winnable game. Obviously, Ohio State and Oregon's been playing close games though, with inferior, far, far inferior teams. So there's definitely a possibility to go out and shock them. So we'll see. I don't know. That's all I really want to cover on Michigan State football. It's going to be an up and down whirlwind type of season, and it. I don't think you can make a proper prediction on the team or on the season, just because of how, especially just watching one game against Maryland, how up and down it was, and back and forth.
Let's just be happy
And
that for now we can say we're leading the Big Ten.
yes, sir.
We're in
First
first place.
team ever, first in the 18 team Big Ten
By
conference.
default, let's go.
Yeah. Also, want to say, you can't see my fingers. Hook 'em. Quinn
Uh-oh.
Ewers, Heisman candidate, looked phenomenal.
I will say we didn't get to see Arch, to be honest.
I was hoping that we would get a couple Arch Manning
Like, I
stats, but
honestly thought that we were getting like a fourth quarter Arch moment. We never got it, obviously. But I was like, man, like, it'd be cool as if Arch came in and threw another touchdown.
And rip Notre Dame.
Yeah, that was not.
Also, Tennessee won by like 100 points against Tennessee State, so they are serious.
Yeah.
That's about it. That's all I really have for college football. I mean,
My college football take right now is I'm glad to see Colorado's cooked to stay on the cooked train that we're going
yes,
on.
cooked, yes.
Yeah, at what point do you just get tired of the Dion thing if you're
Yeah, that's
Colorado?
true. Well, the thing is that Shadur's probably going to go to the draft, and then Dion might just dip anyways.
Yeah. I think it's so funny because 2 years ago, you have that video, right, where he first has his first meeting with the football team and he's like, Y'all might as well transfer now because I'm just bringing
Yeah.
in my boys.
He's like,
And then he brings in
I'm
his
bringing
boys,
Louis. I'm bringing
and
Louis
they win what,
Ludwig.
two games or something last year, and then they almost lose to North Dakota State and then lose to who did they play again? Nebraska.
Nebraska, yeah.
So yeah, no, the Deion thing, of course, like, listen, this is nothing against HBCU colleges and their football program, in particular their football programs.
Right.
But yeah, of course, when you have two of the top recruits in the country on your team, when you're an HBCU head coach, you are going to kick ass in that league, right?
Oh, is
Like
that how that works?
having Shadur and Travis Hunter on your on Jackson State. Wow, that's crazy that two
Yeah.
guys who are getting recruited by top colleges in the country were able to absolutely destroy
Dominate.
talent that, just,
Is far inferior.
yeah, it's just.
Prairie View A&M is an HBCU, and like I said, Michigan State with the team they have is a 40.5 point favorite. So let's
Yeah,
just keep that in
it's just
perspective.
the athletics is not the thing that they're inclined towards. But yeah, so yeah, I'm glad to see I'm glad to see the downfall of Dion.
I think a lot of people are. I think that's a popular take.
Glad to see the downfall of Brian Kelly also.
Yeah.
Two of the most unlikable head coaches in football right now.
Yeah.
I think, okay, my big problem with Dion is he gets so pissed off when someone's critical of him,
Yeah,
right?
no. No,
Or
yeah, for
he's
sure.
so like, you have to call me Coach Sanders, right? There's like
Yeah.
that clip of him going off on a reporter for calling him Dion instead of saying
Yeah.
Coach Sanders.
Or Coach
You call
Prime
you would
or
you call
whatever.
Nick Saban Nick, or would you call him
Yeah.
Coach Saban?
Right.
And then there's the reporters coming out like, oh, we call him Nick all the time.
Yeah.
And it's just like, bruh, like obviously, like Dion has an ego. I think that's been well known and documented throughout his life.
No,
But
obviously.
just being in the spotlight as a man in his 50s
Right. And
has a
being
lot
a coach,
different.
a teacher of young men, right?
Yeah, to be a full grown man in your 50s who is in a leadership role like you
Right,
are.
exactly.
Look, you're not 20 and 30 years old playing cornerback for the Dallas Cowboys anymore, right?
Right.
Like, it was fun and
It was fun and
it was
funny
funny
and
then, right?
cool,
Like,
right?
to
To
be a
be
diva then, like, it's
cocky
funny,
and
you know?
arrogant. Yeah,
Now
no,
that
definitely.
you're literally supposed to be the mature one in the room, it's just
Yeah.
kind of sad to see.
Cringe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the whole Brian Kelly thing, like, does anyone like Brian Kelly? I don't think any. I don't even think LSU likes Brian Kelly.
No.
So yeah, those are my honestly least favorite coaches in sports.
Fair.
Possibly. I'm trying to think. Is there another very hateable coach in a different sport or league? Because even like Bill Belichick, like, as much as you hated the Patriots, Bill Belichick was kind of funny.
Yes, he just didn't care.
His complete apathy towards shit was hilarious,
Yeah.
which kind of made it hard to really hate him that
Hate
much.
him, right? Yeah.
Like, obviously you hated the Patriots, but it's just kind of like,
He's like
what's Bill
it's
gonna
not
do?
he wasn't cocky, he wasn't arrogant, he never did any like he didn't say anything. He no emotion. The dude
Yeah.
barely smiled. So it's like, how can you hate this dude? Like he doesn't do anything.
It was like
Yeah.
any and all hatred you had towards him was more on the like, because it's fun to hate him, not from because of the I actually despise this person
Right.
kind of thing. But yeah, I don't know if there's anyone more unlikable right now than Brian Kelly and Deion Sanders. Who's the guy from Arkansas? The guy who like completely dipped on the Falcons. He's not, I don't know, I don't think he's coaching anymore. Well, he's not a head coach anymore.
I don't know.
Tyler, fill this here. I need to figure out what this guy's name is.
Yeah, so yeah, I don't know. I don't really know what to say right now. words and stuff.
Bobby Petrino.
Yeah, Bobby. Okay.
You know the story where he was the coach of the Falcons and he was like, I'm not taking the Arkansas job, and then wrote them a letter, wrote the Falcons a letter, like the players, he just left a letter for them that was like, by the way,
Yeah.
guys, I took the
Yes.
Arkansas
Yeah,
job.
I know what you're talking about now. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the letter thing, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know how we got here, but yeah.
That's all I got, honestly, for the past week in sport and football.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to listen to your solo podcast next week.
Yeah, I'm a bit nervous, but I'll make sure to do my Steelers talk and everything too for you,
Yeah.
and cover the
I can
Steelers.
text you a little blurb to let everyone know what I think.
Okay. Okay, yeah, definitely. Definitely
I'll
do
say
that.
I'll let you know what my thought is on Justin Fields leading the Steelers to another victory
2-0.
this time over the Denver Broncos. Before we leave, kind of sad if Russell Wilson doesn't start because this would have been like his revenge game.
Facts. Oh, that's true. They might start him just because.
But like, I want to see Justin Fields
Right,
start.
of course you do. Right, yeah. We'll
But
see.
we'll see. But yeah, everyone at home, thank you for watching. If you are listening to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, thank you very much.
Appreciate you.
We
Leave
are
a
glad
review. Give
that
us a
we're
star
finally
review.
understanding this. Be sure to follow us on Twitter. Tyler has been doing a great job getting clips up on there.
Yeah, I gotta get back on the grind.
It's okay. You got two other jobs,
Trying to
right?
get some clips up. But yeah, definitely. I will definitely try. I'm trying to keep the Twitter active, man. Trying to.
Yeah. But yeah,
So, yeah.
we will see. Well, Tyler will see you next week.
Yes.
I'll see you in 2 weeks. Hopefully I don't catch COVID because I know that's a thing that they're dealing with on planes right now.
Ew. Yeah.
But
Thoughts and prayers. Safe travels.
don't wish thoughts and prayers to me. I'm not dead.
What I'm just saying, like, the best, hoping the best for you, man.
I'm not.
Didn't say you're dead. I'm just saying thoughts and prayers, you know, like
Usually that's what you say to someone.
praying for you to make it there safe, make it back safe, and not be, and, you know, stay healthy.
Thoughts and
So,
prayers is something you usually just say to like the family of someone who lost someone.
okay, well, praying for you, man.
Say to someone who's in the hospital.
thinking about you, man.
Okay, that's what you say to someone who you have crush on.
Okay, I don't know what to say then properly.
Just say good luck. Just say good luck.
Luck, safe travels.
Okay, thank you.
Healthy wishes. There we go. Healthy wishes. That's good.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
With that, we thank you all and we will see you next time.
Peace out.
Adios.